The projects range from creating software, designing digital platforms, engineering prototypes of athletic equipment, and forming creative marketing plans. The idea is to get students into some of the types of careers they may want to find themselves in after college. The PC CAPS program is in its third year, and this semester, 66 students are trying out what it's like to be in the, quote, real world. From business attire to business cards and proper business conduct, students get a taste of working with clients who are depending on them to produce, on a deadline, a finished product. Seniors Zach Daniger and Cordy Studebaker are in the business portion of the program. Their client is the Park City Library. Following nearly $10 million in renovation, what could this 21st century library lack? Daniger says teenagers.
They're struggling to get the teen demographic in, so they're trying to get some more students to come into the library. They have all ages, but the least amount of people that are using it are teenagers, and they want to up that and get more teenagers to use it.
Studebaker says that's where they and their marketing acumen come in. They're developing a marketing plan now. They say in terms of social media, there are a few platforms that work better than others.
In our generation, I feel like Facebook's a little outdated, so we would use probably like a Twitter page or an Instagram page. And I know they have a Facebook page, and they say it's not like that good, so we could probably help them out with their Facebook page, like better pictures, better information on there. Through videos, I guess. If people can visually see everything that's there, they're going to want to go.
That's an example of why these teens are good to contract with. Well, that and that it's free to the client. The engineering group is the biggest group with 26 students and working on 9 separate projects. One is developing a ski or snowboard rack system that hasn't been fully developed before. Students John Lubers and Alana Hamill explain it's a real fledgling business that can get off the ground if the students can engineer the design.
And basically our task is to work with him to redesign and basically engineer this rack to his specifications and to make it like marketable, I guess.
Okay, what's the rack for?
So the rack is a ski and snowboard rack, and it is attached through the spare tire. It's not on the hitch like most racks that you would see, and it's not through the bolt. It's around the tire.
Cole Stanton said in order to create the prototype, he'll learn intricate programs to navigate design.
I think that I'm definitely like acquiring new skills that I'm going to need to help my team accomplish this project. Once we start to figure out like materials and stuff like that, we'll get into 3D modeling on SolidWorks.
Bobby Potts and Greg Fultonovich are in the digital design portion of PC CAPS. Their client runs cycling groups called Cycling Chicks and Cycling Citizens and needed someone who could provide digital content for the group to chronicle their events, products, and races. They video the events and edit them into episodes. Potts says PC CAPS furthers their skills in the real world.
Real world experience. Stuff like this looks good on resumes. Thought it'd be fun. Looked interesting.
Fultonovich also designs logos for the group. He says PC CAPS may be a way to get even more clients in the community. He has another year before he parlays the skills into getting into college.
Mainly I just want to gain more, experience from it. Actually, do this stuff to please certain clients, get some connections, oh, this kid has some talent, there's certain areas here and there, so... Yeah, mainly that's kind of what I was thinking. Just more experience. People get to know me around the area. So,
those seniors in the group this semester are busy trying to integrate their experience into their college applications. The PC CAPS program, in addition to these subject areas, also offers software development and teacher education. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.